Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, a lot of crazy things going on in the news, a lot of crazy things going on in mainstream media. And at some point in time, you know, we have to decide when we're going to stop putting up with this craziness. You know, today, some of you know I'm a member of a school board in California, and the governor here in California has decided to sign a bill put out there by the lunatics in Sacramento that now allows high school kids to start school a half hour later or 45 minutes later. I can't remember. And the reason behind it is that they want the kids to get more sleep. Because as we all know, if you tell teenagers in high school that you're going to give them a half hour or 45 minutes more to sleep so they can go to bed earlier, so they can get, I mean, think about the state of parental involvement when the actual state has to step in and say, because you won't force your kid to go to bed a half an hour or 45 minutes earlier, we're going to start school a half an hour or 45 minutes earlier. We're going to step in and help out where we can. Why is it that so many kids do well, even with the school times that we have, and yet the state has to step in for those few who can't pull it off? This is the thing that always irritates me. And in California, it's even worse. We dumb down the tests. We get rid of the high school exit exam. I mean, we've got all these things that we've decided to do away with, and every one of them chips away at your child's education. And you seem to be all right with it because you keep sending these lunatics back to Sacramento. Yeah, I have no other term for it. Lunatics. And when they're on the trail, they talk about, you know, they want to keep control local. They want local school boards and you know, city councils to have control of their cities. They don't. It is a lot. When you get these longtime legislators here in California, especially the ones on the left, and they're at the podium and they're speaking, you should have a translator that actually takes every word they say and moves it 180 degrees from what it actually means. Because that's what they do. Gavin Newsom swore up and down. The governor of California swore that these new taxes that were going into place to rebuild the roads and the dams and the bridges, they wouldn't touch them. They were going to be used to fix the infrastructure. And he just stole $5 billion from the people of California because he decided that we didn't need to fix the roads. We didn't need that money that he's collecting on taxes. What we needed to use the money for now, carbon credits for green air, clean water. I mean, these people are serious. It's scary. It's more than scary. So I'm getting to the point now where I have no sympathy for the California. I'm here. I got it. I have to put up with the lunatics to keep voting the lunatics in Sacramento. Truly a this is truly one flew over the cuckoo's nest in real life. Well, there's no urinals planned for the newly remodeled Portland building. That's right, Portland, Oregon. The city of Portland didn't include urinals in the remodeled Portland building, right? I mean, why do we need those? For those who have never been in a men's bathroom, are porcelain receptors without seats or lids that allow men to quickly do their business? The total remodel will cost taxpayers almost $200,000. The spokesman said she did not have a breakout of how much the bathrooms were going to cost. She also said that no one from the city was available to talk about banning urinals. You know what's going to happen? You know, if I could be gross for a minute. Men are going to run in. They're going to do their business over a toilet seat. Most of them are going to do what they do at home. Never lift the toilet seat up. And then you're going to go and some of you people are going to go in there and sit down in, we'll just say, forward liquid. How's that? In an email to employees, Chief Administrative Officer Tom Reinhardt said, "We will continue to have gender-specific, male and female, multi-stall restrooms that are readily available to any employee that prefer to use one. But there will be no urinals in any of the restrooms in the building. This will give us the flexibility we need for any future changes in signage." I'm just trying to... You're gonna force a guy now to sit down to do his other business? I don't get it. I don't even know why they go through this. Lars Larson, who I have a lot of respect for, he told KGW-TV about the change. He said, "I think it's ridiculous. First of all, I know that it already makes a lot of people uncomfortable. Secondly, it's going to take up a lot more space." He's right. Anyone who's ever been to a public event, have you seen the lines at the ladies' rooms? Right? How much of a line do you actually see at a men's restroom? They move through there so much faster, for a lot of reasons, but they move through there so much faster. He also argues that urinals use far less water than toilets. He's right. Matter of fact, here in California, they have a lot of these waterless toilets. Doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hit up the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. There's a lot going on. I want you to read the stories. Comment on the stories. Give me your email address. Don't make me come to your house and take it from you, okay? Give me your email address. I only send one out a week. It's not a big deal. There's a donate button. You should use it more often than not. Seriously, give up one cup of coffee a month, especially if you go to the that Starbucks place. I wasn't going to mention their name, but whatever. If you go there, man, my God, just skip one coffee. And I'm seriously, right? You send me the $5 you spent, and don't tell me you don't spend big bucks, because I hear the orders when I have to go in there for business stuff. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. Tell your friends that up there. Special guest, I'm not telling you, because if I tell you who it is, right, I want you to come back. No, if I tell them who it is, then they go, well, maybe I want to listen, maybe I don't want to listen, maybe that's something. I don't care. Come back. You have to come back. I'm giving away something, but I'm not telling you what. You have to come back to find out. Joe Mancini, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. Oh, come on. Everyone likes a little harmonica from time to time, right? Joe Matin, your host, this is Real Side Out GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Remember, text alerts only come if you text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Let me welcome my guest with me. Mark Sutherland joins me. He's a film producer, political commentator. I guess you've been here for a little bit, but straight across the pond.
Joe, good evening. No, good to see you. Yes, 5,454 miles. I've made the effort, sir.
Well, just think, you'll have over 10,000, what do they call the miles. You'll be able to build your miles up.
Absolutely. Then I can fly back.
And next time you can almost come back for free.
I'm working on it.
All right. So we have a mutual friend, Xander Gibb. Yeah. We'll give a shout out to him. Yeah. I'm sure he'll get a kick out of it. Yeah. You know, Xander, you can always come, too. You just got to get on a plane and get here. What? Oh, yeah, that would help, wouldn't it? But, Mark, let's do a little debriefing on Brexit and what's going on in England right now and how your legislators don't care about you guys any more than our legislators care about us. But give us just a quick breakdown. What is going on with Brexit? Do the people really want Brexit? Have they backed away from it? Are they tired of all the craziness or what?
Well, as you know, it was we are a democracy. It was a democratic decision that was taken on the 23rd of June, 2016, where 17,410,732 people with a majority of over
a
million
voted
out. No. I was bang on the money. But of course, the opposition would then play with those figures a bit like over here. So we have a parliament which is a Remainer parliament. You have 75% of our MPs, our members of parliament, that wish to stay within the European Union as it is now, and 25% wish to leave. So we have a huge democratic, you are a constitutional republic with an electoral college for a reason. We don't fully understand why your system works, but we are now finding out why you have the basis of your system and why it's important. We have this supposed thing called a democracy, which has created a situation where members of parliament think they are elected to represent the people. But the crisis is this, is that they feel that the parliament is there to actually tell the people what to do. So what they've done is decided to throw out conventions of common law, which have been built up over a period of time, and throw that out because they like their nice pension funds, they like their nice gravy train, and that when they lose their jobs or get deselected, bloody blah, as a member of parliament, they can then go over to the EU or plug into that. And of course, there's been a lot of cross moving, you know, across there. In fact, you move from the European Union into the parliament, like people like Nick Clegg have done in the past as Deputy Prime Minister, leader of the Labour Party, Liberal Party, Freudian slip, and then a member of the European Parliament. So we have a massive constitutional crisis. If we do not leave, frankly, I've said it, our country is done, our democracy is done, if we do not leave. And as our brilliant historian David Starkey has said, this is in fact our second Brexit. We had our first Brexit under Henry VIII when we stepped back from the control of Rome, and then Henry VIII started his own Church of England, so he could actually then go and divorce then his present wife and then marry someone else. But it creates an interesting precedent about control and the lack of the fact that in 73 we gave up our sovereignty, Joe.
But now, do the Brits know, or they truly understand that they do not have control over themselves? And even though they have their own parliament, even though rules and or laws are put forward, ultimately, you've got a group that doesn't even there tell you, yeah, okay, we're good with that, or no, we're not good with that. And I would think the Queen would be out of her mind with this.
Well, we'll leave the Queen out of it. The Queen in the past, I understand, under Anthony, maybe an incident with Anthony Eden, a politician of many years ago, either got her hands burnt. But traditionally, I mean, her father during the Second World War and beyond in other relatives would have interfered politically to try and work things out. That's another huge can of worms because she is a figurehead. Now, if you go in regard to history, personally, no, I don't. People do not know what has gone on. When we say that we lost our sovereignty in 1973, when you have a little sort of mandate that says, as Ted Heath says, we're going to take us into the EU. Sorry, it was the common market then. He did not explain to us that we lost our sovereignty, and later on then actually admitted that after being asked about that. We then had a referendum in 1975 to actually vote on us actually coming out. It's been a deliberate, this is not conspiracy, this is truth, and it has been deliberately done, and you have to go through quite a bit of history. That has never been explained to the British people. It was never explained in 1973 that we sacrificed our fishing industry, the control of our, you know, of our fishing waters around our nation, because Ted Heath thought it was perfectly acceptable to say, right, we'll get rid of how many people in the fishing industry? Only 18,000. That doesn't matter. I'll sacrifice that. But what you've done is sacrifice control over a food source.
Right.
And none of this is explained. None of it was explained that you have what's called the Common Agricultural Policy. And when Ted Heath joined, he then promised to pay 12% of that. 12% of what? When we pay in 13 million a year, now we get a rebate that maybe make that to be 11 million plus a year that is going out, right? Far more than that. So none of this historically has been explained, because sovereignty and being a nation is profoundly important. But if you go back to the history after the Second World War, people like Jean Monnet, who are one of the founding fathers of the EU, who actually did not agree with nationhood and all the rest, wanted to create this supranational government, this Europe, the federal states of Europe. No wonder, as you worked out, that the stars, the little stars, are a copy of the Betty Ross flag. But there are two important differences. One is there's nothing about a First Amendment being written in stone, and then you don't have a Second Amendment, which you have to actually back that up. Because,
the First Amendment, yes.
Because, you know, as it says, you know, it's to back up, you know, you have the right to bear arms against a tyrannical government.
Yeah, the lefties of today would say that's not true, that, you know, that was 18th century laws. Anyway, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to The Real Time. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Democratic presidential candidates are in Ohio for another round of debates, talking about health care. Former Vice President Joe Biden.
On the single most important thing facing the American public, I think it's awfully important to be straightforward with them.
The plan is going to cost at least $30 trillion over 10 years. That is more on a yearly basis than the entire federal budget.
Senator Kamala Harris.
It is not an exaggeration to say women will die. Poor women, women of color will die because these Republican legislatures in these various states who are out of touch with America are telling women what to do with our bodies. Women are the majority of the population in this country. People need to keep their hands off of women's bodies and let women make the decisions about their own lives.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5522. Thanks so much for about being with us tonight. I know there's about 3,000 other shows you could be listening to, but I think it reflects your IQ level, how high your IQ level is, because you tuned into us tonight. So I do appreciate the time. Mark Sutherland joins me. He's a film producer, political commentator. We're talking about Brexit and how their legislators don't care about them any more than ours don't care about us. You know, Mark, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time.
Absolute pleasure. I mean, Joe, let's just give a couple of examples of what's going on, because I'm sure your listeners, viewers, watch the BBC Parliament. So when you're watching BBC Parliament...
I love your Parliament, okay? I love the way they yell at each other. I like the sarcasm. I think ours needs to be more like that.
Well,
you know?
I mean, that's great, but the problem is the big debate about... It seems to have... You know, the parliament in Legoland seems to have more power than the actual parliament in itself. This is the whole point. No one has explained the fact that it is. They talk about the European Parliament, but that is where the power is. But that parliament cannot bring any legislative, mandate there. They just ratify things, and you have 26 commissioners that are unelected telling people what to do. And our parliament is a complete and utter sham. We do not have the power. We have rescinded all our power slowly, we're working on this, to the European Parliament. And the point I just want to make, so there, I mean, I appreciate what you're saying when people are yelling and shouting at each other, but here's a serious note. You've got people on the left, people on the right sitting, and as they are facing that, you have this man in a chair at the end called Burko, who is the Speaker of the House, who is basically chairing the debate. This particular gentleman, over the last week, has admitted that he has been in personal talks with a European minister of how to get round Brexit, of how to make sure that we leave with a deal. He is going to the EU, not respecting the fact that there's a democratic decision, and undermining that by going personally. And yes, I get rather angry about it, and yes, I get very vexed about it. So you have that going on. You then have Joe Swinson... or as some comedians call her, Jo Swinware, who's leader of the Liberal Party. She then, with another minister, with another MP, guy called Tom Brake. It's out there. Let's name them. Then goes and has a meeting with Verhofstadt, right, within the European Parliament, bloody blah, to say, well, how can we get round this? Because they as a party have put forward that they want a second referendum. Now, I will give that party its due. At least it's consistent about its actual views. Because in 2017, when we had an election, when Mrs. May, or Treasonous May, as many people call her, actually said, we're going to put forward an election. I'm going to have this election. Every single party, except, was saying, we are going to respect the mandate of the people. But they have done whatever they can to undermine that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's trying to explain this again, that when you've been in negotiations, and you haven't obviously taken Donald Trump's book, The Art of the Deal, into the conversation whatsoever, and that what you've done is handed over that to civil servants who have negotiated on behalf of the EU how we should actually leave the EU. And then you put in civil servants like Ollie Robbins at that time, who had, you know, when he was at university, wrote essays bestowing the delights of Karl Marx and communism and Stalin and all the rest. You just wonder what's going on. When you look back in history as well, and within the last year and a half, I think Tony Blair had done an interview saying that when he was at university, he was a follower of Trotsky. Now, the key issue as well, Joe, is that the MPs who wish to remain have created legislation called the Ben and Letwin Act, which means that the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, if he doesn't get a deal by a certain time, and we are supposed to leave on October the 31st, then he has to write a letter, and they've even got a copy of the letter within this legislation. He has to write a letter to the EU going, I wish to extend yet again the fact that we are going to leave. And we were supposed to have left on the 29th of March, and Theresa May, then said, Freud and slip, said that 136 times that we will be leaving. You know, we are all Brexiteers now. We could go on infinitum here, hours and hours and hours, discussing a word called treason, which you have exactly the same thing over here, and it's not... You know, the combination of this, you've got Democrats over here who are complete and utter communists and have gone completely off the rail. They are not the Democrats of the JFK era.
No.
Then at home, we have, on our Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, Momentum, which has taken over the Labour Party, are a group of total and utter communists. And the other key thing is that Her Majesty's opposition is supposed to hold the government to account. And if they want to get into power, they're supposed to say, let's call an election. The part of the problem is, when Cameron was our Prime Minister, they put in fixed-term parliaments of 5 years. The opposition are dead scared to call an election. They want a second referendum legislation and all this kind of thing put in power before that happens, and they're dead scared because they will lose.
Now, Xander has told us that the Conservative Party / Liberal Party, a totally different meaning than it is here. I mean, conservative, they're not have the same basic meaning that it has here. Is that
fair,
true?
I think that's a very, very fair point, because the analysts have, as we look at certain people that have been kicked out of the Conservative Party over the last few weeks, basically, to me, the Conservative Party, and Xander would agree, is that you have then discovered who the liberal progressives are that are within the Conservative Party. Many of us have always known that. They have hidden within that. You know, it's a bit like you've got your rhinos, we have our linos, you know, leave in name only and all this kind of thing. All of these people, you've got your swamp, our swamp has been revealed as well, and it desperately needs to be drained. Yes, Xander is right.
Yeah, people don't realize the differences between the two, but when it comes to those legislators, let's keep driving this point home, when it comes to those legislators, they don't care about us. And until we decide to really knuckle down and start voting them out. Right? I am so tired of hearing, oh, you're going to vote for a Democrat? I don't know. I mean, you get to the point where you start thinking, if the Republican and the Democrat are pretty much exactly the same, except one has an R and one has a D before their name, why not?
Yes. Well, that's why it's been this dreadful club. That's why they hate President Trump, because he is not a politician. He's an observer of what's been going on for a number of years. But more importantly, our fight is not against the left and right anymore.
No.
Our fight is against nationalism and globalism. And when we turn around and use that word, so for us, given it...
You mean nationalism versus globalism, correct?
Nationalism versus globalism.
Because I don't see a problem with nationalism, not in the negative sense that they like to shove down our throats. There's nothing wrong with taking care of your people first before you move along and take care of somebody else. But globalism, out of control, because then you have, other, you know, we succumb in time to what the UN are used to. You know, UN edicts, because there's no other name for them. And no, we're our own government. We're not. I don't care what the UN has to say. I really don't. And I don't think. I think the EU, those guys need to go find real jobs, don't you?
Well, I agree. And there's a key point here. You know, within your founding fathers, within your constitution, you are saying that your alienable rights come from God.
Yep.
The discussion at home, of course, within the socialist structure, is that there is no such thing as rights coming from God. The rights are handed to man by a government. And this is the row, this is the fight, as Christians would say, you know, this is the spiritual battle that is actually going on. This is how it is manifesting. You define it like that. Your first guest and all the issues that you were discussing, right? We have got the same craziness, if not even more at times, going on the other side of the pond. And here is another link. Your guest was talking about this, that, you know, when Cameron, you know, you've got Hillary in the past, you've got Beto saying, basically they're saying you've got to get rid of the program. If you don't get with the program, we're going to legislate. David Cameron said exactly the same about a variety of different issues. Get with the program. In other words, all the beliefs, as Hillary Clinton said, all the beliefs you've had for thousands of years, you're going to have to shove them and change them.
Well, we're going to have to stop for a second. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far, people. We're talking about, you know, Brexit and Mark's going to talk about a movie that he's working on. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. You listen to Real Fat on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us. I so much do appreciate it. Happy music. You know, you got to have some happy music, right? Because everything we talk about, it can really get you crazy. Seriously, when you see what's going on around the world, and it's not just here, we've talked about this a million times, when it comes to nationalism especially, there is nothing wrong with nationalism. There is nothing wrong with caring about your own first, taking care of your own first. Right, I mean, Jesus even tells us, right? You got to take care of yourself. You got to log out of your eye. You got to take care of yourself before you can go help anybody else out. How do you help anybody else eat? How do you help them get to an appointment if you can't even put gas in your car, if you have no car to put gas in? So you got to help out yourself first, really. This gets me nuts when I have people throwing the Christian card. They can't even think, look, if a Bible fell on them off of a shelf, they wouldn't know it was a Bible yet. They're going to give me Christian verses to try to tell me what Jesus would think. The best one I ever had was a guy that actually told me he was a Christian, yet he didn't believe anything that was in the Bible. I want you to try to figure that out. Okay? That's like you trying to tell me you're a fireman, but you took a cooking class. You know, there was some flame under there, and that was it, so now you're a fireman. So, whatever. Stupid. Just the stupid stuff we come up with. And the fear that a lot of people are afraid to say, I just don't know. You know, I make fun of people all the time when we do do the clips, the news clips. Why is it that so many people are afraid to say, I don't know, don't remember learning that, don't know about that, or what have you? It's almost like it's a sin for them to do something like that. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. Remember, you can pull down the application online. We have an Apple app. We have an Android app. You can watch the show, see it anytime, grab it. You can watch live on your smartphone. You shouldn't have to, though. Go to the, look at, call your local radio station. Say, why aren't you carrying the show? What is wrong with you people? It's that simple. All right, Mark Sutherland joins me. He's a film producer, political commentator, and we've been talking about Brexit, the EU, and the craziness over there. It just may have different names to it, different labels, but no different than what we have going on here, right?
It's exactly the same, Jim. Exactly. Yeah.
All right, so before we get too far down the road, I think your people say too far afoot. Yeah. I always teach Xander because this stuff he says, I go, hey, speak English.
Yeah.
Our English, not yours. you're working on a project. Tell us about the project you're working on.
Well, I've got a new film coming out. First of all, I'll just mention that, which would be, is called The Iris Echo, which is about communism. So it's a 22-minute drama. We need to get out on the internet as soon as possible, especially in time for the 2020 presidential election. Because all this subject is vitally, vitally important because people have forgotten what socialism is.
Oh, yeah.
People have forgotten socialism leads to communism. So having made Between Lambs and Lions, where we took the Book of Daniel and set it amongst the political machinations of Washington politics, which you've kindly seen, so The Iris Echo is the next one to get out. Then I, next June, am planning to go to Ohio, and I'm planning to shoot a short film called Where Have All the Black-Robed Pastors Gone?
Ah.
So it's a reference to, so here am I as a Brit about to discuss your history. So it's a reference to a little fracas that we had in 1776. You may remember that.
You mean where we whooped your behind
where
you drove you out of here?
Whooped our backside rather well using guerrilla warfare and all the rest. But the fact is that, so it's a reference to that. But it's the fact that, you know, what was the regiment that the British feared? It was the pastors. It was the pastors in the pulpits, you know, preaching biblically, saying we have to fight for freedom. These are the God-given rights that have been given. And we have to fight for freedom, and we're not having this tyranny. You know, no taxation without representation. It's exactly the same with Brexit. Just a quick little segue in and a segue back. So if you and I could, and others would debate the sort of percent of people that were involved. Was it 3%? Anywhere between 3%, 7% at that time in regard to fighting for independence. So,
well, it was not majority, for sure. I mean, the majority of people were like,
no, we don't
not really
do
sure
this.
We want to do this.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So I want to shoot the short film next June to make an important point. And the important point is, we've been discussing it. We've been discussing it off air. You've discussed it with your first guest in the first hour. How much, you know, churches, you know, they don't want to upset the 501(c). They don't want to upset their tax exemption. They don't want to start saying things that upset the government, that upset their congregation. I can say this. I'm not from this country. I'm outside. So I'll say, maybe, Joe, what you're actually thinking. This is the whole point of actually saying, are they going to speak out on what the Bible says, what Scripture says?
No.
Yes, I hear you. No.
I helped.
Yeah.
No.
No, because we don't want to disturb the next building project that we're actually doing. We don't want to disturb that I have a very nice salary and all this kind of thing. And truth is treason in the empire of lies. You know, it's all of that. But the truth is the truth. So I want to make this little film that actually, you know, makes a point, begins to discuss maybe some of those things, or just refer to the fact that why aren't people actually standing up for their beliefs? Because if we discuss 2020 in that presidential election, I could turn around and say, I'm also very concerned, this is my hint, I'm very concerned about 2024, more. But it's actually the future of this country, and the reason being, because if America goes down, then the whole of Western civilization goes down.
Okay, maybe, Mark, but let's back up for a second. You know, we're getting pretty deep into this discussion. Mm. I'm good with this, okay? You know, pastors have a board they have to deal with, unlike the old days. And, you know, these guys are beat up over some of the things that they say from the pulpit.
Right.
And heavy. Now, I think they should have a spine and say, okay, that's nice, but I'm still going to teach you because it's in the Word.
Yeah.
And deal with it. But, you know, you look at what's going down today, and not just in the days of our founding fathers, there were not 142 denominations.
No. No.
Right? And we have a denomination now. Somebody got teed off at church, and they fought over whether Adam had a belly button or didn't have a belly button. Now you have two churches, right? Mm. And it's just, you go like the whole list, and we've got these churches that won't come together. They won't even go to breakfast together, or they won't pray together because one is charismatic, one is non-charismatic. Mm. One say Jesus rose bodily, one says he rose in spirit. We, as that power source, are fractured.
Mm. Absolutely, because we are not, we need to go back to the tenets of Scripture. We need to go back to what the Bible says. Mm-hmm. So as you said, you know, you said this person said that they're a Christian and they don't even believe what's in the Bible. Well, I'm sorry, how can they actually call themselves a Christian? You know, it's not
Well, they believed in what Jesus supposedly taught. He was a man of peace and a man of love. And I'm going, then you better start reading the Bible. Mm. Because he said, I mean, he was the first guy I read that called other people names. Remember the Pharisees, he called them, right?
Yeah.
The Sadducees and Pharisees, what do you call them? Vipers?
Yeah.
Sons of the devil?
Yeah. He went in there turning tables over, you know, and all this kind of thing. And then when there's another thing, I'm just trying to think, you know, when he says, you know, if you don't have a sword, go out and buy one.
Yep.
I mean, these are uncomfortable things. I have come to cause division. I'm not going to continue to say to people, please, can you carry on going into the corner and singing Kumbaya and sorting out the tea rotor? I am an uncomfortable person to be around. It isn't about that I want to deliberately cause upset. But the gospel does. And that's the issue, isn't it? People just want everything to be nice. We've got our salary. I've got my nice car. Got my nice huge house. There seems to be a downside better than most people that are in the congregation in my church. This is true. These are issues that are going on. And you're absolutely right. People are scared to say it. But the problem is, if we don't say it, if we don't turn around and say, look, let's just say something that's very, very important. In the Bible, it talks about man and woman. Two genders. Not a binary of 72 or whatever you want to add on per day or per week.
78 or 79 now?
Are we on that? I'm well behind the times. I really do apologize. I haven't caught up with the fact that we've suddenly garnered another six. And the thing is, what we have, there is free speech. We should be able to say these things. And people, I know, I can actually say to you, there are one or two pastors I know over here, because they're personal friends of mine, who are saying these things. But they don't have 20,000 people attending their church. They may, on a good day, have 50 or 60 people. I'm thinking of one close friend of mine, who are actually attending their church. So is this, in other words, people are focusing on, there's this program, there's that program, but we're not focusing on the gospel. We're not focusing on the truth at all.
Because we can't decide what the truth is. We can't agree on what Christ said. We can't agree on, I mean, you've got one Bible company now that has produced a gender-neutral Bible. Okay.
Oh, crying out loud. Sorry.
And you know, a bunch of people out there are going, well, boy, that'll make my so-and-so feel better, or so I'll buy him or her one of those Bibles. No. Stick with the original one. Stick with the original translations. Look, Mark, we are out of time. Tell people how they can help you in your endeavor with the movies.
So my website is www.creativehubproductionslimited.com. You can contact me through that. Find me on Facebook. Speak to me. If you've got a few million pounds, then send it my way. That would be fantastic. All right.
Well, by the way, people, a few million pounds, maybe a couple of $100, and we'll have to do a translation later. But anyhow, Joe was in your house. Listen, don't go far. A lot coming up in the next hours. Simon Sanders, right, one of the Biden advisors, says, hey, this is all about Trump. Stop talking about Joe Biden. And you can't smoke enough to make this real. We'll be back.